GMO mosquitoes are not dying. They are thriving. Bill Gates is up to his demonic eugenicist tricks again, bankrolling genocide in Brazil on both sides of the coin.
Further out in the future, we'll actually have gene drive, which changes the genetics of the mosquitoes and either reduces their population or reduces how long they live. That could have dramatic benefits. We have great tools today that we need to keep evolving and some very exciting ones in the pipeline, because those will be key to achieve our ultimate goal of eradication.
The UN's World Mosquito Program announced in 2023 a plan to release billions of gene-edited mosquitoes in Brazil over a 10-year period in a bid to eradicate dengue fever in the country.
Rio has registered over 10,000 cases of dengue fever in just over a month.
Already, three Brazilian states have declared emergencies. Cases of dengue in Brazil since the start of the year have exceeded the total for the whole of 2023, with a rate of infection of 1,625 cases per 100,000 inhabitants, compared with a national average of just 170.
Brazil recorded four times as many dengue fever cases in the first weeks of this year compared to the same period last year.
Exactly. They recorded altogether 340,000 probable cases of dengue fever. So indeed, that's four times more than the same period last year.
In an order out of chaos panic to combat the human catastrophe, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is also bankrolling research into the dengue fever vaccine.
There are two vaccines on the market today, but none of them are actually officially recommended by health authorities, at least here in France.
The Brazilian government purchased over 5 million doses of the Qdenga dengue fever vaccine manufactured by Japanese drug maker Takeda, which also received millions of dollars in grants from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Why the sharp increase? Tetracycline is used to keep the GMO mosquitoes alive.
So the headline is, after Bill and Melinda Gates tinker with Zika, it gets worse.
Well, what they're failing to mention is the fact that Brazil has the highest level of tetracycline, which is an antibiotic, of any other country. And more tetracycline is used for animals and humans than anywhere else in the world.
Once the lab-grown mosquitoes infected with the Wolbachia bacteria, which prevents dengue virus transmissions to humans, have completed their mission, they are supposed to die.
So we can actually feed these mosquitoes in the production environment with a chemical called tetracycline that actually suppresses the lethal effect, and it does it through a molecular blocking effect. It doesn't do it because it's an antibiotic. It's a pure sort of lock and key molecular effect. So in the laboratory or the lab, you can actually effectively give them, these mosquitoes, an antidote. You can create large numbers of them, and then you can withdraw that, and for the generation that you're going to release, you just release the males. They don't have access to the tetracycline in the open environment.
However, tetracycline is in the Brazilian water supply due to its use to prevent malaria and other diseases.
Here's 2015. So it was introduced in 2014. You can see it went up for a couple years and then it dropped. So it seemed, oh, maybe it's working. Then it went up again, then it dropped a little, and now it's going back up, and now we're on a pace to go four times more than this number. That's where we're on pace for with the first 2 months of 2024. So that's 12 million. So that's a 3 million right there. 3 million cases. Now we're going to be up to 12 million. But don't worry, they have a vaccine ready now. So they've created more dengue fever. Why? Because the mosquitoes are getting the tetracycline. They're not dying. Now there's more mosquitoes giving more people dengue fever. And it's literally a mad scientist program going on. And it's all because there's something in the environment that they're not taking into account. They're using the same piece of that tetracycline. They're using that in the lab to keep these mosquitoes from dying.
You know, we have the UN and all these other people, the science czar at the White House, saying we want to put stuff in the food and water to sterilize or reduce population. That seems to be the Moonraker, you know, dream of these neo-eugenicists. Do you get some of the apprehension out there that people have, or should we just embrace it right now and just inject ourselves with mosquito genetics?
And I think what we try and do is to innovate to make things safer, to make them more environmentally sustainable.
Just another example of why Bill Gates is a psychotic menace to the world. John Baum reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show. Hello, Americans. I want to share with you a story. A story about inflammation, the silent menace that lurks within our bodies, affecting our health and well-being. Inflammation, the root cause of countless ailments, quietly wreaking havoc over time. Long-term exposure to inflammation has been linked to a myriad of health issues, from heart disease to arthritis, even cognitive decline. But fear not, for there's a beacon of hope found in the wisdom of nature, a remedy that has stood the test of time, turmeric. And now I present to you Baudis from InfoWarsStore.com, a powerful blend crafted with precision, boasting 95% curcuminoids extracted from turmeric.
It's good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is 40% off, back in stock, Baudis Ultimate Turmeric Formula, InfoWarsStore.com.